This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Cardi B received 10 MTV Video Music Award nominations, the most of any artist. Five of Cardi B's noms were for her collaboration with Bruno Mars, Finesse. It'll compete with Childish Gambino's This Is America, Drake's God's Plan, Beyonce and Jay-Z's Ape Shit, Camila Cabello's Havana, and Ariana Grande's No Tears Left to Cry. Jeez, it almost makes me want to watch. Nah. Paris Jackson confirmed what she thought everybody already knew. She's bisexual. The model said, quote, "That's what you guys call it, so I guess, but who needs labels?" Unquote. Her admission made the rounds on social media, causing her to turn to Twitter to express frustration, tweeting, "Everyone's known for years. I came out when I was 14. Where was I?" It's official. Emma Stone, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, and Abigail Breslin have all signed up to return to Zombieland, with the original film's director Ruben Fleischer also on board to direct the sequel for Sony Pictures. The original 2009 film proved to be a sleeper, grossing $100 million worldwide. Yep, people just love zombie nudity. Do they? Luanda Lesseps has checked herself back into rehab. The 53-year-old Real Housewives of New York star is seeking help for the second time after attending an alcohol treatment program last year. Her co-star Bethany Frankel said, quote, "Bravo's been very supportive of Luann during this time," unquote. The network confirmed she's not taping the season 10 reunion. Ah, there is a God. Blake Shelton fell on stage at the Pendleton Whiskey Music Fest. Following the show, Shelton took to Twitter to find a video of his tumble and said, quote, "Okay, Pendleton, I know somebody has a video of me falling on stage last night. I have to see it. Yes, I've been drinking. A lot," unquote. Of course, someone did have video, and Shelton shared it online. Man, that's one happy drunk. Just weeks before he was shot and killed on June 18th, rapper XXXTentacion inked a major record deal. The 20-year-old signed a $10 million contract with the independent music company Empire Distribution, which released his debut album. Empire founder Ghazi Shami has said that a significant amount of material for X's third album has already been recorded. Yep, making that money off him. Say so long to O Fudge. The trendy eatery opened by actress Jessica Biel in 2016 that was created with moms and families in mind abruptly closed its doors last week. The West Hollywood restaurant, which was set up with areas where kids could do art projects and other activities while their parents ate, is shuttered. Maybe the kids wouldn't stay in their cell. I mean area. Oh fudge. Little Kim was in court to save her home. She pleaded with the judge in her ongoing bankruptcy case to stop the sale of her New Jersey mansion, asking the court to convert her case from a Chapter 13 to a Chapter 11 so she could reorganize her debts. Kim's house fell into foreclosure in 2010. Bidding on the property started at just $100 in April. $100? Why doesn't she just sell one of her nipple rings? Ewan McGregor's daughter thinks his girlfriend is total rubbish. His 22-year-old daughter Clara McGregor didn't hold back her feelings about Mary Elizabeth Winstead, saying, quote, "Most beautiful and talented woman on earth? The girl is a piece of trash," unquote. Former co-stars of Fargo, Winstead, 33, and McGregor, 47, have been dating since October. Horn dogs. Selena Gomez's email was hacked by a New Jersey woman who's now facing the possibility of nearly a decade in prison. Susan Attrack, 21, of Richfield Park, New Jersey, was charged this week with 5 felony counts of identity theft, 5 felony counts of fraudulently accessing and using computer data, and 1 felony count of stealing data without permission. Hey, hacker, keep your hands to yourself. Billy Bush's wife, Sydney Davis, has filed for divorce after months of separation. Davis cited irreconcilable differences and asked for joint legal custody and primary physical custody of two of their children. She's also requesting spousal support. The two have three kids together. The estranged couple married in 1998 but separated in September. Yep, guess now it's Billy's turn to grab some pussy. Justin Bieber spared no expense on the engagement ring he bought for Hailey Baldwin. Yep, the pop star paid $500,000 for the massive piece of diamond jewelry. The singer purchased the oval-shaped ring, which is reportedly between 6 and 10 carats, from New York City-based jeweler Jack Solo. Hey, if the relationship goes south, does she have to give it back? Demi Moore made an unexpected appearance at the taping of the Comedy Central roast of Bruce Willis at the Hollywood Palladium and didn't hold back, gleefully hurling jokes at her ex-husband's expense, like, "I was married to Bruce for the first three Die Hard movies, which makes sense because the last two sucked." Yep, nothing like an ex to be brutally blunt. T.I.'s argument with a security guard in his gated community has amped up. He's been charged with three misdemeanors, simple assault, public drunkenness, and disorderly conduct stemming from his arrest back in May, when the security guard refused to let him into the premises. He called 911 and said T.I. was threatening him. Yep, nothing says gangsta like a gated community. The trash bin. Former teen mom Farrah Abraham is going to have to answer for her Beverly Hills Hotel meltdown in court. The LADA filed two charges against Farrah for hitting a security guard and swearing at cops on the scene. She's facing charges for battery and resisting an officer. If convicted on both charges, she faces up to 18 months in jail. Idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Netflix stock plummeted after the company added 1 million fewer subscribers than it estimated. Amazon suffered technical glitches at the start of Prime Day, its biggest shopping day of the year. Papa John's shares surged after its founder, John Schnatter, resigned as chairman after apologizing for an N-word comment. As Uber tries to clean up after last year's scandals, allegations of pay inequity still mount for reported gender discrimination.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again is the brand new number one film.
The number one album.
Drake Scorpion is the number one album for the third week.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition has returned to the top spot.
The number one book.
The President is Missing by Bill Clinton and James Patterson is the number one fiction book again.
Born in Trinidad and raised in New York, Nicki Minaj first came on the music scene in 2007. Her first album, Pink Friday, was released in 2010, which peaked at number one on the U.S. charts and was ultimately certified triple platinum, a 3 million seller. Nicki made her film debut in the 2012 animated film Ice Age: Continental Drift, followed by supporting roles in The Other Woman in 2014 and Barbershop: The Next Cut in 2016. She was also a judge on the 12th season of American Idol and famously clashed with fellow judge Mariah Carey. Her latest track is a collaboration with Ariana Grande, and it's the song of the week, Bed.
Got a bed, get your name on it. Get your name on it. Got a kiss, get your name on it. Get your name on it.
$1,000 sheets, waiting for you on some $1,000 sheets. I got caught at three on repeat. Back shots to the beat of
the milli
on you. Got me acting like you got a milli on you. You say I'm the goat, you're the billy on you. I can make all your dreams come true. Wanna fall through, then you better come true.
But don't make me wait until the morning. Got a bed.
From her new album, Queen, that was Nicki Minaj featuring Ariana Grande with the song of the week, Bed. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.